You're listening to NewsRamp Government and Politics. Today is Thursday evening, March 19th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Navigating a rapidly evolving technology landscape, Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE American, TMQ, and the Trump administration's push to secure domestic supplies of critical minerals. Trilogy Metals Inc. is strategically positioned within the American push to secure critical mineral independence, holding a 50% interest in high-grade undeveloped copper deposits in Alaska. As the Trump administration accelerates efforts to reduce dependence on foreign-controlled supply chains, high-grade Trilogy Metals stands to benefit from the increasing demand for copper and other essential minerals. Geopolitical tensions are reshaping global supply chains, emphasizing the importance of securing domestic supplies of critical minerals.
Britain charged in Dubai with cybercrimes linked to sharing Iran strike video. A British tourist is facing serious legal trouble in Dubai after being charged under the country's cybercrime laws for allegedly recording and sharing footage of CMR Iranian missile activity. The incident has raised concerns about how strict information sharing rules are in the United Arab Emirates, especially during times of regional conflict.
Interest in electric vehicles grows as gas prices rise amid Iran war. Interest in electric vehicles is on the rise as gas prices increase due to the ongoing conflict in Iran. Battery electric vehicles, like those offered by Massimo Group, are gaining popularity for their independence from the volatile fuel market. Companies such as Massimo Group could potentially see a boost in sales if the Middle East conflict persists.
Spark AI Inc. explores GPS alternatives in evolving electronic warfare landscape. Spark AI Inc. is delving into GPS alternatives amidst concerns over satellite navigation vulnerability in defense and civilian sectors. Their platform focuses on target intelligence, geolocation, and autonomous navigation in GPS-denied environments. With electronic warfare capabilities threatening traditional systems, companies like Spark AI are developing AI-driven spatial computing technologies to ensure navigation and situational awareness in contested environments.
Tech Media Breaks, Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt, 50V0 issues invoice for UED deployment of GPS-denied navigation platform. The defense technology company, known for its innovative solutions, is responding to the increasing demand for offline-capable navigation and target acquisition systems in the Middle East. Spark AI's software integrates machine learning for precise navigation and target acquisition on rugged handheld devices, addressing the challenges of GNSS jamming and spoofing in the region.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.